everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Welcome back. Strong gains redeveloped late today despite the sluggish early morning activity across most contracts. This overall buyer support primarily seen in cattle futures, with nearby contracts holding triple-digit gains. Trade volume remained moderate at best today, with many traders focused on end-of-the-month positioning opportunities. Corn prices lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 2 cents per bushel lower. Stock markets were higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones 14 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 27 points. In live cattle, strong gains redeveloped across the live cattle complex, with traders focused on firm fundamental and technical support here at the end of the month. The ability to hold these recent market gains throughout the end of October would not only create strong underlying buyer support midweek as traders focus on the month of November, but this would also impact additional fundamental market expectations for both cash cattle trade at the end of the week and box beef values. Active trade likely to be pushed off until the second half of the week and most likely sometime late on Thursday or Friday. In feeder cattle, strong follow-through buyer support expected to hold following renewed commercial trade activity moving back into the market today. January and March futures, though, have led the complex higher, holding gains of $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight. The expectation that traders are focused on additional strong buyer support across live cattle trade helped to bring some additional buyer support back to the market. And grain futures were narrowly mixed today in quiet trade, with little news to move prices one way or the other. Corn prices were fractionally lower today after December futures traded in a range of less than a penny overnight. The nearby held to an inside day below its 25-day moving average. Soybeans were a little higher, though, with slow but steady buying noted in the open over in Europe. And wheat prices were mixed today. Hard red winter wheat futures edged higher after USDA's first ratings of the season put only 52% of the crop in good to excellent condition nationwide, compared to 58% last year. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.